Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Memorial Day, May 27th, 2024. Memorial Day, or Decoration Day as it was originally called, was established by an organization of Union soldiers after the Civil War based on spring ceremonies that were already taking place in some local communities. At the first national observation at Arlington National Cemetery in 1868, children from the Soldiers and Sailors Orphan Home and members of the Grand Army of the Republic sang hymns, prayed, and placed flowers on both Union and Confederate graves. Until 1971, Memorial Day was observed on May 30th, regardless of what day that fell on. 100 years ago, in 1924, the holiday fell on a Friday. Newspapers that week were filled with news of events that were coming up in big and small towns across the state and early summer sales. In Portland, there was a bathing accessories sale at Porches on Congress Street, a place that's now Maine College of the Arts, for those who take the first plunge on Memorial Day. You could get a bathing cap for 25 cents. Rubber bathing slippers were on sale for a dollar, and some evil-sounding device called a bathing garter was selling for 50 cents. In Belfast, the sheriff spent Memorial Day 1924 raiding private residences. Four homes were raided, stills, mash, and bootlegging equipment were seized, and three people were arrested. It was a hard year for finding flowers to place on graves that Memorial Day. The Portland Press Herald reported that in the Waldo County area, the apple trees had not yet bloomed, as they typically did that time of year. Several Maine newspapers carried instructions on how to fly the U.S. flag properly. At half staff from sunrise to noon, then move to the top of the flagpole until sunset, when it should be taken down, according to most of the newspapers, while other newspapers reported that officials from another department had ordered the flags on federal buildings to be left at half staff all day. A snarky notice in the Ellsworth American notified members of the Ellsworth Festival Chorus of rehearsal before their upcoming Memorial Day performance and added, quote, "There will only be two more rehearsals before fall, so it is hoped that members will be present and show a little interest." Air Service Captain Harry Jones planned to drop flowers from his plane into the water at Old Orchard Beach in memory of those who died during the war, apparently a reference to World War I in that case, and he was scheduled to do some acrobatic flying and give plane rides in the afternoon. There were parades across the state as there are now, including the big one in Portland, which I can't attest to how big it was 100 years ago, but 50 years ago it was quite a big deal. And the Bangor Daily News 100 years ago carried an article they picked up from the Associated Press. Quote, 800 French war orphans carry U.S. flags in parade. It was the most touching part of the Paris celebration of the American National Memorial Day. The youngsters were reviewed by General Mangin, and as the band struck up the stirring old revolutionary anthem, they marched erect with shining faces and a demeanor even more military than that of the French Infantry Regiment, Cavalry Detachment, and Marines Platoon, which were detailed to honor the American dead. This ceremony was attended by a large crowd of Americans and French people. So that's a sampling of what was in the Maine newspapers 100 years ago, around Memorial Day in 1924. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. If you're heading out today, don't forget your swim garter. Have a great holiday, and I'll see you tomorrow.